the media again, in the radio reports, this whole thing about the World Economic Forum. Every time there's an attack on S11, the violence, the police, the brutality, what the hell are they talking about in terms of what is the globalization problem? Why are these people taking to the streets? Why is there so much of outburst? None of that is discussed.
In terms of, I suppose, the lead up to these protests, I mean, do you think that... Oh, it's getting very loud down here, Dave. But, Pauline, do you think that partly there was an attempt to try to demonise the protests today through, you know, the kinds of media hype that was going on about the potential for violence? Yeah, we've been concerned that really the public has been softened up for violence, and what our experience in the 90s in Victoria has been, the violence has come from police, not from protesters.
This morning there were very small numbers on the various points around the Crown Casino, and limited observation by the media and others. The police have taken the opportunity to essentially use extreme force against the crowd in a number of instances.
Commercial television would like you to believe that people peacefully picketing are the troublemakers and not the police, and it's the police who have so far perpetrated all the violence. Police really did lose, I'm afraid.
Well, that is contrary to reports on other media outlets who are saying that nothing much is happening, that all the delegates are already in there and there's no reason to protest. So.
Well, the mainstream media can say that, Jay. I was the recipient of three batons in the stomach, even though I told them that I was only there taking photographs and that's all I was doing. Mm-hmm. Wasn't interfering, wasn't shouting, wasn't pushing and whatever. It didn't matter who you were, you got the same treatment.
It's very interesting to see how things have shifted the last few days, and I think one of the turning points there is that so many media representatives were actually assaulted in the attack last night. I've heard a figure that there were 10 media people who were actually batoned, charged, otherwise hit or bent under horses last night, and so I think that that's had quite an influence in regards to them listening to what the protesters had been saying all along, and that was that the police were behaving in an entirely inappropriate and over-the-top way.